AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. After vowing to help fix the damage from a massive government data breach, Catherine Archuleta is now out of a job. The head of the Office of Policy and Management stepped down today after criticism over hackers infiltrating her agency's databases. Mark Smith reports from the White House.
Archuleta had argued the security enhancements she's been supervising helped expose the hack in the first place and will make future intrusions less likely. But lawmakers of both parties called her handling of this damaging breach slow and inept, and officials say she's now tendered her resignation.
Beth Cobert, currently at the Office of Management and Budget, has been tapped to fill in. Hershey Entertainment says it is the victim of a data breach, and that might affect people who visited its Pennsylvania hotels, amusement parks, and other venues. Payment cards that were used between Valentine's Day and June 2nd may have been compromised. In Columbia, South Carolina, today a jubilant crowd of thousands chanting and cheering at the State House as the Confederate flag was taken down. Not everyone was happy with the change, but AP correspondent Johnny Clark reports the ceremony was peaceful.
Everybody respected one another, and everybody had their own opinion, and everybody gave everybody a wide berth to let them express their opinion.
Meanwhile, the head of the FBI says Dylan Roof shouldn't have been able to buy the gun that was used in last month's church attack, but the purchase was made legally. FBI Director James Comey says inaccurate paperwork allowed the transaction to take place despite Roof's previous arrest. California is turning off showers at state-run beaches to help save water. The move could save more than 18 million gallons a year. Stocks ended the day with solid gains as Greece moves closer to a new bailout deal. This is AP Radio News. As Secretary of State John Kerry remains in Vienna trying to secure a nuclear deal with Iran, thousands of protesters in Tehran were denouncing the U.S.
It's an annual pro-Palestinian rally that is annually dominated by anti-Israeli fervor and includes large doses of anti-American sentiment. The event began in Iran in 1979 and happens on the last Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan in Iran and several other Muslim countries. This year, the marches coincide with meetings in Vienna where Iran and six world powers, including the U.S., are holding talks aimed at a deal to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for easing or scrapping tens of billions of dollars in economic penalties on the Islamic Republic. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Pope Francis is now in Paraguay, where he is set to spend 3 days for the last stop of his South America tour. He's visiting with inmates at a women's prison who prepared a special song for him. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.